Council's risk profile, item 10, paper J. Back to Dave Martin again.
Thank you for your information. Our strategic solicitor has had two additional risks added to it as a result of internal audit results. Those internal results that you've received at the meeting in May regarding GDPR, and the other one around the previous compliance of buildings under the council's ownership. The draft register was reviewed by the management team, who make no revisions to any of this related scores at this point. At Hopkins' request, where additional comments have been made about mitigation, or additional mitigation included, those items are out for the italics within this register, which is paragraph 12 onwards. Particular note on the risks. At our own pages J16 and J17. They both score very highly, but the rating should see reduction significant in the time frame suggested the actions were actually undertaken within them. The actions, including mitigation and risk register, were taken from the internal audit reports and then approved by corporate management team. So that's my pass. If you'd like to ask any questions or for me to send any comments back, suggestions to the corporate management team.
Members have any questions? Well, I think I'll go to one. On J7, and its failure to identify and effectively manage situations where vulnerable children are subject to abuse. It's not actually about that, but there was a schools forum which is showing that SEN statements and various other things are gradually increasing. So I wonder whether there's ever a sort of a future look at the risk that underfunding on those areas may actually reflect on children subject to abuse, because the funding, it is under tremendous strain at the moment, and I'm just wondering if we don't get enough money, we don't identify the children, and then it just goes on from there. I think John's going to answer that.
Thank you, Chair. I think in one sense, it's you can view it as being positive that those people in need of SEN are being identified because they've come to the system and need to identify them. Of course, it is a risk if we can't fund them. But of course, the reason we identify this as a strategic risk is that we recognise we will need to find reprioritise our funding to make sure that we manage down this risk in the light of the increasing SEND. In fact, increasing SEND is a national challenge that's very much coming to the fore and is giving us significant problems with our budget. I think what we're saying there by having strategic risk outlined here, when we come to the portion of prioritise our money, we have to take that SEND increase into account as well as the risk that we've identified here. So, yeah, the finance is a risk, but it comes into the overall management of the strategic risk at that point.
I think I'm really asking, how far, these are the risks as they are, but do you take a view that, hang on, next year, if we don't do something, this risk is going to increase even more?
I think as Dave's outlined, we look at these risks monthly at the corporate management team, and if the director felt that there was a necessity because of the pressure we're seeing him to change this risk from an amber to a red, then he would do that. We would refer that back in the rationale for the change would be increasing SEN and not insufficient money to be able to deal with it. That would be the signal for the organisation to think about how do we respond to that particular change.
Any questions from the members at all? Obviously personally happy with your risk scope, Mark. And then what we need to approve. Right, option one, audit committee approves the strategic risk of the council as set out in paragraph 12. Proposal? Chris proposes. You can second this time. The vote, please.
Unanimous.
Okay. Right, come to the exciting part.